He is Stephen Brunt. You sent your note this morning, and talking about things I am not equipped to discuss is on the top of your list. This NBA China, what's now turning into just a media debacle, just a PR nightmare for not just the league, but for the some individuals who have been asked questions about it. Going back to last week, guys like Harden and Westbrook were asked about it, and then the reporter was stopped from asking the question, so that was a big deal. And then people that are answering the questions, it is a big deal. It's not easy. Are you would be more equipped than I to kind of get into what we've seen take place in the last week between the NBA and China.
Okay. Yeah, and it is it's actually dead simple. So we'll just do the dead simple version, because that's probably the best way to go at this. People have been trying to complicate it for a variety of reasons, but it's actually simple. And the latest part of this is that LeBron James spoke on the issue yesterday. LeBron James, who has spoken out on many things politically in the United States and kind of cast himself as a progressive free thinker and a guy who's not afraid to take a political position. Except his position on this is that, Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, whose tweet started this whole thing, was, I should probably try and quote him accurately, but essentially saying people are misinformed when they, or didn't think about the consequences.
Wasn't That's educated, what something to that effect. Yeah.
So here's what this is about, okay? The NBA is terrified about losing the Chinese market or any piece of the Chinese market. It's about money and power. Daryl Morey tweeted out something that most of us would think of as, at very least, as fair comment about the situation in Hong Kong. And you don't have to go into kind of the nuance about the situation in Hong Kong. We don't have to have a debate about what's going on in Hong Kong or Chinese history or the colonial legacy, or any of that stuff. This is just about money and power. It is straightforward. And the Chinese don't like being criticized and are quite willing to exercise their enormous economic muscle to silence criticism. And in this case, that's what they did. And the NBA rolled over and said, please don't take our money away. It is 100% straightforward. It's not... we're not having a debate about the merits of what's going on in Hong Kong, about the motivation of the protesters there, about how China has reacted to those protests. This is purely about a bully with loads of cash using that power and that cash to silence people, and the people being silenced rolling over in ways that they wouldn't. If this was a domestic issue in the United States, LeBron James would be out there presumably expressing his opinion. And what he's saying instead is, please don't cost us money. And it's not insignificant money. There's been stuff written in the last few days, and again, I'll defer to the people who understand the economics of the NBA way better than I do, who say that, that the NBA salary cap could end up being reduced because of the impact of losing this business in China. Like, that's how significant that market is. And, they are the first sport to get in there. Everybody covets it. The NHL covets it. Everybody covets that market. A lot of people, a lot of money. NBA got in there first. They do huge business in China. And they are the ones that are kind of rolling over here and saying, please, we didn't mean it. We were all misinformed. We're sorry to hurt your feelings. Please keep giving us your money. That's it. That's what this is about. So anything else, anybody starts talking about kind of a more nuanced discussion about history and culture, we can have that. We can talk about, why Hong Kong is Hong Kong and the two nations or the one nation, two systems set up in Hong Kong. We talk about that, or about Tibet, or about Taiwan, or about all kinds of other things that China would be sensitive about, or maybe that we don't understand from the Chinese point of view. But this is not about that. This is about cash. It's about money. And no one is looking particularly brave here, but I guess the question is, how brave are people going to be when they think they see billions of dollars with little wings, bills with little wings flying out the window here because of a tweet. So that's where we're at. Problem for LeBron is that, again, a guy who, everybody's concerned about branding these days. You know, his brand would be the, you know, I'm the outspoken guy. I'm willing to say things. I'm not like Michael Jordan, who wouldn't say anything about anything if it would cost him shoe sales. He looks very much like Michael Jordan in this last exchange.
Now I'm going to shift gears to something that I do have an opinion on. That you want to talk about simplicity?
Yes.
Yesterday, Canadian Thanksgiving. People mm-hmm. sitting at home having turkey, family. No CFL football on television. I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
You try and people, oh, you guys hate the... I try and love the league. I really do. But what the hell are they doing? So the easiest things are the most difficult things for the CFL. We've coined the phrase CFL-y. Is there anything more CFL-y? What is synonymous with Thanksgiving? It's football, and we have none of it? Not a single game, not a marquee matchup, nothing. What are they doing?
It's, you know, it is a great question, because it used to be, I I'm not sure what the tradition would have been for Thanksgiving Day games in Calgary, but I know here it was always kind of like it was like Labor Day Junior, right? That there was a day game on Thanksgiving, which makes perfect sense, because as you say, there's not, now it's a holiday in the States, it's Columbus Day in the States, but it's kind of a, you know, what that means in the States is that there's a bunch of NHL games played during the day. But, you know, there's nobody else is playing. There's no football. There's no college football. There's no NFL football. There's the baseball postseason, but generally that's going on in the evening. Yeah, the CFL would have it essentially to themselves. It's the prime time of year for football, and relocating one of those games from Friday or Saturday to Monday would seem to make a lot of sense. So I suggest you direct your questions to the king of the CFL.
It's not a question. Whoever it is that it's a bold underlined observation. It should be the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
there's
you're
no,
right.
There's, like, no would, I, there's no building availability. Like, I think Stamps could have had McMahon yesterday. Like, there's no, it's just the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, I you're right. Look, I do not disagree one bit. I hadn't, you know, and it's, honestly, I hadn't thought about it until this moment, but I can think about spending a lot of time in my past life, sitting outdoors watching football on Thanksgiving Monday. It's a gimme. You know, it's a gimme, and I don't. I'm sure there is some convoluted explanation about television somewhere along the way, but I can't imagine that the Friday before this weekend or the Saturday in this weekend would be better than a Monday holiday with nothing else on the go.
Stamps,
they do pretty well on Labor. They do pretty well on Labor Day with TV ratings, right?
Stamps, Riders, pick your building. I don't care. I almost don't care what year it is. It's going to draw the audience. And the other part of it is you can go a step further if you want. Why was the Grey Cup not played yesterday?
Well,
Grey Cup Monday, Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, before the weather turns completely brutal and awful, move the season back like everyone seems to be on point with, and just have Grey Cup weekend this weekend.
Yeah, look, I think that's going to be, that debate's going to continue. Now, of course, if they'd had it in Winnipeg this weekend, they would have still been under a foot of snow.
That's right.
So, but that's a fluke. We'll just say that's a climactic fluke. But, you know, again, CFL people are going to hate, and I'm a CFL person, are going to hate to hear this. But I think they should get out of the way of the NFL season as much as possible. And the reason I say that is not because, you know, I believe the NFL is the great god of sport or anything. It's that if you look at television ratings, and I get to see television ratings, I think you guys probably do too, but we get the television ratings every day. NFL football on television in Canada generally beats the CFL in Canada outside of, you know, destination games like Labor Day or Saskatchewan Rough Riders games, weirdly enough. Like, you know, Saskatchewan drives the league and drives TV ratings. But an NFL game on the same network on a Sunday generally does better than a CFL game the day before. That's where we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal in Canada. The NFL is not, you know, the Super Bowl does bigger TV ratings in Canada than the Grey Cup now. period. It just does. Yeah. Now, you could have a matchup where it beats it. Again, if Saskatchewan's in there, different story, because everybody in Saskatchewan watches, and everybody who's ever been to Saskatchewan watches. But that's where we are right now. So I'd be getting out of their way. You know, you're not going to beat them. So why not overlap for 2 months instead of 3 months?
And you could have had, if you want to look at it as far as the weekend, okay, baseball is going, but like you say, that's evening games. It could have been it's a monster sports weekend, and embrace the fact that the NFL is there. And if anything, it gets people in the spirit of watching football. So you've got their football Sunday. Good. Well, get ready for tomorrow, because our biggest, our showcase game is going tomorrow at 1, 2, 3, 4 p.m. local time. And if you still care for your Monday Nighter, your favorite NFL team is, you're probably going to catch a bit of that too.
Yeah, look, it kind of goes against the culture of the CFL and you know, the culture of CFL fans. But I agree. The way to get people, you know, if you want to build CFL audiences in Canada, you need to build football audiences in Canada. It's like it's okay to watch both. You know, it's okay to like both. It's okay to watch college football and the CFL and the NFL. Rather than making people kind of choose sides and saying, well, it's, you know, it's us or them, or we are, you know, any of the many marketing slogans that they tried to roll out to make it seem like it was your national duty to watch the CFL, I think you should try and get the people who watch the NFL to watch the CFL. And you know, that's a generational thing to a large degree, especially where I'm sitting right now. You know, if you're, I'm not even sure what the cutoff point is age-wise, but if you're under 50, maybe it may be higher than that. You're probably, and you're a football fan. You're probably almost certainly an NFL fan first. So you might as well try and pull a few of them into watching the domestic game and going to see games live, you know, which is not an option for the, you know, for a lot of people in Canada in terms of the NFL, rather than trying to put up a wall. The wall doesn't work. That hasn't worked very well so far.
Well, let me throw it out to the guys here in the room. I can only speak for myself. I just know. I was out yesterday afternoon. I don't know what the temperature was, 8 degrees, 5 degrees. It was just enough of a chill in the air. It felt like football. It felt like fall. The turkey was in. Families. Did it not feel like a day where if today was the Grey Cup, it would be near perfect?
Yeah, and we were actually talking about that tailgate Friday. Like, this should be Grey Cup weekend.
It should
right
be
now.
Grey
this
Cup
is what,
weekend.
This yeah. is what we should we be doing. This is what we should be doing right now.
I agree with Stephen, too, when he says, like, I mean, I'm turning 40.
Yeah.
I'm for sure an NFL football fan first, I would say. I'm trying to get into the CFL.
Yeah. So. But if you had a weekend where, again, I don't know, you're watching...
This would have been perfect.
You're watching your favorite hockey team on Friday or Saturday, doing your Hockey Night in Canada thing Saturday. You got NFL Sunday and then the showcase game Monday.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me.
I don't know. And instead, there was nothing. Unless you were watching whatever it was, the Ducks and the Bruins at 10 a.m., then, hey, that if that's your thing. But if you're, I just feel like any leg the CFL uses now to stand on with tradition and heritage, it's just gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah, look, it's great that they have tradition and heritage. It's an asset. It's not a bad thing that you've been around forever and then you have that history and that you can, and, you know, look, everybody, the NFL's playing the 100-year card this year. The college football in the States playing the 150-year card. You know, play it if you got it, right? But it's people are not going to come and watch an entertainment product because it's been around forever. You know, that's not it's a nice thing, and it kind of gives some texture to it. It's great for people who've been watching it for their whole lives to think that they're part of this great continuum going back to God knows when. But it's not a marketing tool. You know, again, because it's not, getting back to the rock and roll thing, because it's not a museum, it's not the Museum of Canadian Football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going out to kind of celebrate its history and its past and look at dusty relics. It's an entertainment product. You're competing with the stuff that's out there, not just, you know, not just live, but all of the virtual stuff that's out there. I think that's been a crutch for the league for way too long. Now, again, this would mean football in June. That would mean football in June, which I guess pushes you closer to the hockey playoffs or to the NBA playoffs, which, you know, are relevant if the Raptors are there. But that's a risk I would rather compete
sure.
against Boston and St. Louis in the Stanley Cup Finals than I would against the NFL.
And if I'm going to have people not paying attention to one or the other, I'd rather weeks 1 through 4 than weeks 18 through 22.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, the not quite the disposable part of your season, but kind of find kind of the disposable part of your season. Well,
Solved.
Let's call the league.
Yeah.
Who runs this league anyway?
But they're listening now. It's fine. We don't.
But
even
it makes too much sense. So we're going to drag our feet and we'll. But it was honestly, I thought about that yesterday. Wouldn't it be great if the Grey Cup was on today. We'd all be around. A bird would be in the oven. Everybody's together. Wouldn't it be great?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about making memories and your kids being the whole, that's how we grew. Yeah, that's one of the few weekends where everyone's together. They're not running around. They're not doing a whole bunch of stuff. We got one day. Let's all be together and watch the Grey Cup. That's how you start to rejuvenate the heritage behind something like that. But
okay, we got it. CFL
3.0.
There you go.
Something like that.
We're the commissioners.
That's right. Hey, you can pass that along next time you see whoever's running the thing. And we look forward.
I'll give your note. I'll send you Randy the memo.
Okay, so by Friday, we'll revisit. Sounds good.
All righty.
Thanks, David.
See you guys.